We are Warren Youth Ministry. Join us as we delve into God's Word, igniting fire in the hearts of men.
Tell the Holy Spirit to be upon us in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray right now. Begin to release, oh God, the atmosphere. Begin to pray right now. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Please give me Luke chapter 1, verse 30 to 38. Makabalwaze katalabalabalabalabalaba. Mantusha katalaba. Luke chapter 1, verse 35 to 38. Mande brakusi ki satiantal yakabalwaz. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Please pay attention. Make sure that you are not distracted, because this thing I'm going to talk about needs your concentration. And this is the reason why most of us go through things, is because of what I'm about to talk about. So make sure the devil doesn't distract you. Make sure you pay attention to what I'm about to say, and make sure you are if you know you are lying down and to not help you, get up, go and sit somewhere and listen. And if you start praying, move up and down and begin to pray right now. So Luke chapter 1 verse 35. Please say in the chat box. Now, see, Luke chapter 1, verse 35 says, "And the king and the angel answered and said to her, the Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now, indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her to who was called barren. For God, nothing shall be impossible." Okay, so do you know something? Impossible things are possible. because of what? The presence of the Holy Spirit around that place at that point in time. For something to be impossible, it is because of what? The Holy Spirit. The Bible says that. And when light comes, the darkness is not going to comprehend the light because light is always a master over darkness. So if you want impossible things to be possible, the Holy Spirit should be present. See, you know, in the prison, the prison doors open, broke open. Why? Because there was a presence. The prison doors got broken. When Peter was in prison, when these apostles were in prison, the doors broke open. The chains fell off. Why? The presence of God couldn't, when the presence of God came into the prison, the prison walls couldn't comprehend what is happening. See, the physical had to adjust to what is happening. When the presence of God is upon your life, there's no juju power, there's no witch, there's no wizard that can do anything to you. The reason why most of us are going through a lot, the reason why most of us are, apart from the test that God gives us, is because we lack the presence of God upon our head. We lack the presence. We lack the presence. Some of us are walking empty. Some of us have the innate presence of God, which is the life of Jesus, of God. But the Holy Spirit upon us to empower us to do his work, we don't have. Take note. When you become born again, you receive new life. New life. New life. When you become born again, the ability to work is when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. That's when you work. You can work. You can operate. You can operate under the unction of the Holy Spirit. That is when, now, it's like that. That is the functional power of the Holy Spirit. Most of us haven't activated that part of the Holy Spirit. We are just relying on the life-giving part of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit giving us a new life in Him. That is all. But the function of the Holy Spirit in our life has not been activated. That's why we are going through things. We are going through things because of that. When we read the baptism of Jesus Christ, the Bible said that when Jesus Christ was about to be baptized, whilst he was in the queue, he was praying. He was what? Praying. In a queue, everybody entered the water. Nothing happened. Jesus Christ was in the queue and he was praying. Somebody, ask yourself this question. Why did the Holy Ghost come upon him? If at the time of Jesus Christ's birth, the Bible says that the Holy Spirit is going to impregnate Mary so that you give birth to a son. So meaning the baby that was in Mary's stomach was not ordinary. It was as a result of the Holy Spirit impregnating a mortal, a flesh, the physical. So the Holy Spirit in Mary gave birth to something called new life. That new life became Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ became born again. Like this was like new life. So the moment some of us receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and personal Savior, and the Holy Spirit comes to dwell in us, we have the Holy Spirit giving us new life. See, your spirit man is like a pen drive. Let me give you an example. Your spirit man is like it's like a space. You download into it, the capacity of your, you know that the capacity of your spirit man can download. See, you can download to the your mind will not understand what is going on. As you are moving ahead, then your mind starts unpacking. Okay, this is what is happening. Your mind begins to unpack because the memory of your mind, or should I say, the space in your mind is different from the space in your spirit. So as you begin to download the Holy Spirit, when you get new birth, your spirit becomes flooded, become full of the Holy Spirit. Today I'm teaching you about the Holy Spirit. Become full of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes to dwell in you and gives you a new life. So when you read Luke chapter 3, verse 21 to 22, it says, when John baptized, he says, when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus was also baptized. And while he prayed, the heaven opened. Meaning, there are some people, the heaven didn't open for them when they were there and they were being baptized. The heaven didn't open for them. Why is it that Jesus Christ, the heaven opened for him? The heaven opened for him. When you continue reading the Bible, what's the name? In this thing, there was a man of God called Philip, and there was a eunuch, Eunuch. A eunuch is somebody who has castrated himself so that he won't sleep with anybody. He was working with Peter, with Philip. In Acts chapter 8, verse 38. A eunuch is somebody who has told himself that he's not going to sleep with anybody. So because of that, he has castrated himself. In as much as he has done all these things, he didn't carry the presence of God upon his head. So he was walking with Philip, and now he saw a certain water. Then he told Philip that, but this is water. If this is water, baptize me. Philip says, are you sure? I can only baptize you if you believe in what I am doing. If you believe in what I'm doing, I can baptize you. And the eunuch said that, I believe in what you are doing. Don't worry, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So Philip said, okay. Then he gave, Acts chapter 8, verse 36, and he gave orders to stop the chariot. Then both Philip and the eunuch went into the water, and Philip baptized him. See, Philip understood baptism to the extent that, do you know what happened to Philip? The one who was baptizing the eunuch. See, anytime you activate the presence of God comes upon you, there is an encounter. Some of us don't have encounter because we take things for granted too much. The Holy Spirit is a serious thing. When you continue reading the verse to 39, it says that when they came out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord suddenly took Philip away. Suddenly, so the first person to teleport in the Bible was Philip. The first person to move from one place, from Kaswa to Kumase without a car, was Philip. He moved from one place to another by the leading of the Holy Spirit. Even read verse Acts chapter 8, verse 39. When they came out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord suddenly took Philip away. And then did not see him again, but went on his way. When you continue, verse 40, it says, Philip, however, appeared. He appeared in Azotus and traveled about, preaching the gospel in all the towns until he reached Caesarea. It means that when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, to empower you to do things that you cannot do before. Yesterday, I was in church and I was wondering, hey, some people are ministering powerfully. Some people how are they doing it? Is it that they knew how to do these things already? How? And the Holy Spirit told me that it is the Holy Spirit at work in them. The Holy Spirit empowering them to work. So today, apart from being born again, apart from the Holy Spirit giving you a new birth, apart from the Holy Spirit, you being born again, the functional properties of the Holy Spirit should come upon you. Our main scripture, our main focus today is on the baptism of Jesus Christ, where we are going through, we are looking at how the Holy Spirit comes upon you, a new birth. The Holy Spirit comes upon you, giving you the ability to work with him. When you continue reading the baptism of Jesus Christ, you know what happened next? The Bible says that, and he was led to the wilderness. Please give me the whole scripture, the whole look about the baptism of Jesus Christ. I want you to understand that when the Holy Spirit is upon you, no juju power, no witch, no one can do anything to you, because what the Holy Spirit is upon you. You see, when you lose the functional ability of the Holy Spirit, that is when you become open and susceptible for the devil to attack you. when you become open, that is what we call open doors. Open doors is when the Holy Spirit, the functional ability of the Holy Spirit is not present. As in, you've not been able to allow yourself for the Holy Spirit to be functional in your life. And that is what will create gaps and open doors into your life. The Bible says that when you break the hedge, the serpent shall bite you. So when the Holy Spirit is not giving the Holy Spirit space to function in your life, that is when a door is opened in your life for the devil to come and enter. And do you know the funny thing? After the Holy Spirit came upon Jesus Christ in the water, the next thing he didn't hear, after hearing the voice of God, the next thing he heard was the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, the next thing was the devil. Do you know why? He fasting, do you know why? You fasting for 40 days and 40 nights is to start a process called the activation of the presence of God upon a person's life. So anytime you begin to fast, you are reducing your spiritual journey. It means that something that you are going to use so long to achieve, when you begin to fast and pray, you begin to fast and pray, you are fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. You begin to fast and pray, you are activating the presence, the functional ability of the Holy Spirit upon your head. You are activating it. So when you continue reading Luke, when Jesus Christ was being tested in the wilderness, the Bible said he fasted 40 days and 40 nights. And you see, after fasting that 40 days and 40 nights, you know something. It's like you've gotten a new car and you need to test it. And do you know who is good enough to test your new car? The person who is good enough to test the functioning ability of the Holy Spirit is the devil. Now the devil will come and find out that now the Holy Spirit that is active in you, that is functioning, how do you know? Do you know that now the Holy Spirit is functioning in you? Do you know? That is when the devil comes to test the functioning abilities of the Holy Spirit. You know that all the before Jesus Christ's baptism, Jesus Christ was not doing mighty things. Jesus Christ was not doing mighty things, even though he was born of the Spirit. Jesus Christ was born of the Spirit. He was not doing mighty things. It was after Jesus Christ was baptized. And after he was baptized, that was not all. Then he started fasting and praying. So it is the fasting and prayer that activates the functional abilities of the Holy Spirit in a man. Today, I want to teach you something about the presence of the apart from you being born again, I want to teach you about the functioning properties of the Holy Spirit upon your head. If you are a believer and you are here and you are under the sound of my voice and you've not activated the functional properties of the Holy Spirit, that is when a devil can play around you. And nothing will happen to the devil because, hey, I am a Holy Ghost, naked fire. See, when you are there and the Holy Spirit is working in you, there's no demon that can come close to you and mess with you because you electrocute those people. When you sit in a church and you are Holy Ghost filled and the functioning properties of the Holy Ghost is upon you, hey, no wizard. You go to the market, they have to calm down for you. You don't have to go to the market and you be afraid. No, it doesn't work like that. No, it doesn't work like that. If you are spirit filled and you are Holy Ghost baptized and still the devil is playing with you, it is because you are born again and you have not activated the functioning properties of the Holy Spirit in you. That is the reason. Now let's go and continue reading how Jesus Christ was tempted. I want to show you something. Please give me the scriptures. Let me check something. So, it's down here. So, Luke chapter 3, verse 15 to 29. Now, as the people were in expectations and all reasoned in their hearts about John, whether he was Christ or not, 16, John answered, saying to all, I indeed baptized with water, but one mightier than I is coming, whose sandal strap I'm not worthy to loose. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hands, and he will thoroughly clean out his threshing floor and gather the wheat into his barn, but the chaff will he burn with unquenchable fire. This scripture, It means that there's going to be a time. You see, I don't know if some of you have seen how the whisk chaffs from maize. It's going to happen when you are pouring the maize into a bowl and the chaff is pouring. Some of those of us who like eating granite and what's the name? Granite and banana. You blow the husk of the granite. That's what John is describing. He's saying that his winnowing fan. It means that as God is pouring you, he's going to fan you and gather the actual proper thing. And those of you that are those people who are chaff, they are going to be burned in unquenchable fire. But let us not digress. That's not where we are going to. Let's continue. And with many other exhortations, he preached to the people. But Herod the tetrarch, being rebuked by him concerning Herodias, his brother Philip. Okay, let me see something. Verse 21. When all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus was also baptized, and while he prayed, the heaven was opened, and the spirit descended in the body form like a dove upon him. He said, "You are my beloved son, in you I am well pleased." Then now Jesus himself began, please continue for me. Now Jesus himself began his ministry at about 30 years of age. So this is where Jesus started. He started after 30 years of age when the Holy Ghost came upon him. Now he started his ministry. So means Jesus' ministry started on at the time he was 30 years. It's ministry didn't start this one. Now the mark at which like this showed that, oh, you can start now, you are ready. The functioning properties of the Holy Spirit was activated, and now Jesus Christ could now start ministry at the age of 30. It was activated now, so now Jesus Christ could start at the age of 30. Somebody would be like, hey, 29 years, nothing is happening, 28 years, nothing is happening, because you are born again and you have not activated the functioning properties of the Holy Spirit. Now, right now, the Holy Spirit is serving as a new life to you. A new life, and that is all. You are supposed to sit down and activate the functioning properties of the Holy Spirit by speaking in tongues and praying and building yourself up and fasting. 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 Do you know that in the Bible, there are people who were trying to cast out demons? And do you know what Jesus Christ told them? He said, this kind do not go by just casting them out, by just praying. This kind goes by fasting and prayers. You can't just go stand up and go and cast people out, demons out, without fasting and prayers. You know the importance of fasting. Some of us just misbehave with fasting. Fasting is a spiritual activity. So if you know you cannot, you don't want to fast properly, you don't even start fasting, because it is a spiritual exercise. It is like you are exercising your spirit man. So if you know that at the end of the day you are going to make mockery of spiritual things, please don't start it. You just tell God that, God, help me. Nobody is strong enough to do some things, but by the empowerment of the Holy Spirit in us, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. That is why there are people who can fast 40 days and 40 nights, not because they are macho men. It is because they've asked for God for help. Father, oh God, help me to fast for 40 days, 40 nights. Let your Holy Spirit help me. Please continue for me, verse 25. Let me see. So this is the genealogy of Jesus. Let me go to the part where the devil sent him to the wilderness. Kabadosekia. Today, I want us to pray. Today we are going to pray, and we are going to ask God to activate the functioning properties of the Holy Spirit in us. Today, this is our prayer topic. It is not enough to only have the Holy Spirit in you as a born again. That is why there are born again Christians that are going through a lot. Apart from being tested, you are going through a lot. Mandu shakabata padapa. Give me Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 to 11. Man, Talia, Kapala, Bala, Bala. Man. Okay, you can even give me Luke chapter 1, verse 13. Chapter 4, verse 1 to 13. Want to show you what happened after Jesus Christ was baptized. After the Holy Spirit came upon him. Let me give you everything. Luke chapter 4, verse 1 to 13. Is it there? Okay. The same thing here, but you give me Luke chapter 4, verse 1 to 13. Let me put it in the group. Luke chapter 4, verse 1 to 13. Please look, go into the chat box. Luke chapter 4, verse 1 to 13. It says, and Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness. You see what happened? Jesus was full of the Holy Spirit. So why is Jesus full of the Holy Spirit after he was baptized? Weren't we the one who we saw when Jesus Christ was the angel of God came to Mary to tell him that the person, the child you are going to give birth to is by the Holy Spirit. So it means that it is not enough to have the Holy Spirit in you. It's not enough to have the Holy Spirit. There's a time in your life where the Holy Spirit should be functioning in you. Should be functioning in you. When the Holy Spirit is not functioning in you, it means you're an open, you are a city without walls. As you are there, anyone can just attack you. Anything can just happen to you because, yes, the Holy Spirit is in you. Yes, you're a soldier, but you don't have a gun. Yes, you're a soldier, but you're not having a military uniform. The Holy Spirit upon you is like a military uniform you wear upon yourself. You're a soldier. See what happened to Muhammad, the soldier. He's the best sniper in the world. But what? He went into a town that he didn't have he's a soldier, but he was not wearing the uniform of being a soldier. And look at what civilians did to a soldier. A highly skilled soldier. So you just read. And it says, Luke chapter 4, verse 1 to 13. And Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness. And for 40 days, being tempted by the devil. And he ate nothing during those days. And when they were ended, he was angry. He was hungry. The devil said to him, if you are the Son of God, command these stones to become bread. And Jesus answered to him, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. You see, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, that is when the sword of the Spirit in you gets activated. That is why it's called the sword of the Spirit. It's not just a sword. It is the sword that is activated as a result of the Holy Spirit being filled in you. The only reason why the sword can come out of you is because of the empowerment of the Holy Spirit in you. That's when now scriptures can come out of your belly, out of my belly. The scriptures can come out of it. That is how it will come out. If the Holy Spirit is not, it says, and when you read the beginning again, it says, and Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan, full of the Holy Spirit, full of the Holy Spirit. It means that the capacity of his spirit man has been filled with the Holy Spirit to the extent that now his spirit man is filled with the Holy Spirit. But that was not all. Now, the Holy Spirit in his spirit man that is filled, the spirit man that is filled with the Holy Spirit needs to be tested. So for 40 days and for 40 nights, what was he doing? The Holy Spirit in him, he was activating the functional properties of the Holy Spirit through the fasting and prayer. So the fasting and prayer is like a ladder. It tests the spirit man in you. It's like your spirit man is like zombie. You have the zoom in you already. You are stirring it. You are stirring it. You are stirring it. You are stirring the spirit in you by fasting and prayer. So anytime I see somebody fasting and he's praying and he's fasting 2x4, it's like when you're cooking cocoa, you're cooking cocoa and you come and stir the thing just once, and you think that that is all. Very soon you end up with banku. You are supposed to stay it continuously by fasting and prayer. This is how you activate the Holy Spirit in you, by stirring it up with fasting and by praying. That is how you are stirring the Holy Spirit in you to bring out the function of the Holy Spirit in you. But if you are there, you have the Holy Spirit in you, and now you go into your family house and they are attacking you. Every time you hear, they are attacking you, they are attacking you. Why should they be attacking you if they have the Holy Spirit in you? Why? Because you've not activated the functioning properties of the Holy Spirit. Let's continue, verse 5. And the devil took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time, and said to him, to you, I'll give all this authority and their glory, for it has been delivered to me, and I give it to whom I will. If you then will worship me, it will also be yours. And Jesus answered him, it is written, you see? It is written. So this is as a result of the word of God in Jesus Christ already. He is the word. It is written, you shall not worship the Lord your God, and you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. And he took him to Jerusalem and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here. Verse 10, please continue for me. For it is written, he will command his angels. When you continue reading, he says that he will command his angels charge over you. I'm coming. Let me put the remaining there for you. For it is written, he will give his angels charge over you to keep you, and in their hands they will bear up you up, lest your foot will not dash upon a stone. You know, the devil was trying to refer to in Psalms. This scripture is in Psalms, when God was giving a promise that he shall keep his angels charge over you. So that, you see, so meaning the devil too knows the word. The devil knows the word. But you fight the word, you counter the word with the word, because the devil will try to test your knowledge in God, the spirit in you. You try to test it. And when you read verse 2, it says, and Jesus answered and said to him, it has been said, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. Now, when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from him until an opportune time. Please continue for me. Continue for me. You know what happened in verse 14? After Jesus Christ had been tempted, I want you to understand it this way. Number one, put this in your mind. When Mary was told by Angel Gabriel that he's going to be impregnated by the Holy Spirit in him, that was a new life in him. Number two, when Jesus Christ was being baptized, the Holy Spirit came upon him, on top of him. It means that the functioning properties of the Holy Spirit was on top of him now. Number three, that functioning properties cannot start until you are tested. You are supposed to be tested. That is when you have to activate that functioning properties of the Holy Spirit by fasting and prayer. And then Jesus Christ was fasted and prayed for 40 days and 40 nights. And he was tested by the devil. It means that when you begin to fast and pray, you are stirring up the Spirit of God in you. You are stirring up the Spirit in you. You are stirring the functioning properties of God in you. Number four, that is when now you can begin ministry. In verse 14, that's when Jesus Christ began ministry. He says, and Jesus returned in the power of the Holy Spirit to Galilee. Have you seen? Now, this is what you call the power of the Spirit. Jesus returned with, now Jesus didn't just return with the Holy Spirit too. He returned what? In the power of the Holy Spirit to Galilee. So you see somebody, you know that John and Peter, like there are people in the Bible that, they were fishermen. They were just normal people. They were just normal people. Normal people. Normal people in the Bible, but they were doing mighty things. Do you know why? It was the power of the Holy Spirit that was activated in them. The question is that you have the Holy Spirit in you, but the power of the Holy Spirit is the functioning of the Holy Spirit. Have you activated it? That's the question you should be asking yourself. Is it activated? Is it activated? Or you just have the Holy Spirit in you? So when it continues, it says, verse 14 says that, and Jesus returned in the power of the Holy Spirit to Galilee, and a report about him went throughout the whole surrounding country, and he taught in their synagogue, being glorified all. You know something? When you activate the power of the Holy Spirit in you, your house people will know. The Bible says that, and a report about him went through all the surrounding countries. He is not the one who went to announce himself. The power of the Holy Spirit upon him, the functioning power of the Holy Spirit upon him, was what announced him. When you get into a place and the power of the Holy Spirit is at work upon you, in you, that is when you go to a place, they will say, this boy is not normal. Meanwhile, you're a normal person. But they will say, you are not normal. Why? The power is at work in you. The power, the power, the power is at work in you. The power is at work in you. Today, we are talking about the presence of God. Some of us are born again, but the power of the Holy Spirit is not at work in us because we've not activated it. When they tell you to fast, you feel like they are worrying you. As I said, if you don't stir your spirit up, you'll still be there. You need to stir your spirit up every day to induce growth in the spirit. The more you are stirring up your spirit, the more you are growing. That's why fasting should be a normal daily activity for you. Prayer should be a normal daily activity for you. Because in the moments of fasting and prayer, you are stirring up the spirit in you. The fasting and prayer is like a ladder where you used to stir the spirit, the soup of your spirit. It's like you are stirring up yourself. So you not fasting and you not praying, it's like you don't want to stir yourself up. Like, why am I fasting? You are not doing what you are doing yourself. Let's read Exodus chapter 33, verse 15. When you go to a place and you are ministering, or you enter a place and the power of the Holy Spirit is not upon you, you are just entertaining people. That is why there are some people who sing powerfully and people will fall under the anointing of God. And there are some people who sing and you just clap and be laughing. Ha ha ha, this person can sing. Hey, there are some people when they sing, can you say they can sing? What the Holy Spirit will just come and engulf the whole room because the power of the Holy Spirit is at work in them. Let's read Exodus chapter 33, verse 15. I want to tell you the power of the Holy Spirit. Exodus chapter 33, verse 15. Verse 50, 50. Exodus chapter 33, verse 50. Please, please hurry up so that we pray. We have to pray. We have to pray for the functioning abilities of the Holy Spirit. See, take a day, the day you were born, and fast. Let it be a daily life that, Nicholas Doku, born on a Saturday. I'm going to be fasting on every Saturday. We cannot be truly spiritual if you eat every day. I've been telling people, if you eat every day, you cannot be truly spiritual because you need to stir the spirit man. You need to stir it up. Sometimes it's asleep. You need to stir it. I'm coming. Let me check something. So, give me Exodus chapter 33, verse 14, verse 16, rather. Exodus chapter 33, verse 14 to 16. I want to show you what the Holy Spirit does. If the presence of the Holy Spirit is there with you, when you activate the functioning properties of the Holy Spirit, this is what happens. Exodus chapter 33, verse 14 to 16 says, and he said, my presence will go with you and I'll give you rest. Rest too. It means that for you to obtain rest, you hear that people are worrying you in your family house because the presence of God is not following you. For you to get rest, you need the presence of God. Verse 15 says, then he said, if your presence does not go with us, do not bring us up from here. For how then will it be known that your people and I have found grace in your sight, except you go with us? So we will be separated, your people and I, from all the people who are upon the face of earth, the earth. So God marks his people by his presence following them. That is why you will see a powerful man of God. I don't know if you've witnessed this before. You will see a man of God, and as soon as you see him, goosebumps start forming on your body. Do you know why? This man is carrying the presence of God. There are some people, when you just meet them, the aura that surrounds them, Catherine Coleman will just pass through an airport and people will just be falling because she's not just, she has been activated. The question is, have you activated yourself or you are just walking there? Have you activated yourself? Have you activated yourself? Have you activated yourself? Is the Holy Spirit at work in you or you are claiming to have the Holy Spirit? And you know something? The reason why doors are opened in our life is because, number one, the Holy Spirit has not, the functioning properties of the Holy Spirit is not evident in our life. We've not even activated it. And number two, we are not stirring ourselves up. Just imagine you not stirring your spirit man up and you standing on top of it. You are just opening doors for the devil to come inside and come and attack you. So today, I want us to pray. I want us to pray and begin to pray for the activation of the presence of God in us. Because anytime we begin to speak in tongues, the Bible says, anytime you begin to speak in unknown tongues, you edify yourself, you build up yourself, you build up your spirit, man. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Begin to pray right now. Please unmute your mic and begin to pray. We are going to speak in tongues. Begin to speak in tongues. Begin to speak pure tongues. Begin to edify yourself. Unmute your mics right now and begin to pray right now. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to speak in tongues right now. Mako shakala bala 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 You know something? The problem is not the witches. The presence is not the witches. The problem is not the witches. The problem is you lacking the presence of God. The problem is you activating the functioning properties of God. No witch can come into the presence of God. No witch. No witch. No witch. They are afraid. You know why? The Bible says that light is always the master of darkness. When there's light, no darkness should be there. No darkness should be there. The darkness does not comprehend. The Bible says the darkness comprehended it not the light. It means that when you are light and you get into a place, the darkness should run away. If somebody is a witch, the witch should run. Why are witches and wizards not afraid of us? It's because we have not activated the functioning properties of the Holy Spirit in us. We've not activated it. We've not activated it. We have a guest here. I want her to sing for me. And I want you to be in the spirit as she sings today. I want us to sing. So Felicity, sing the song. We need you, Lord. You are here. You will never leave. We need you, Lord. And I want you to listen and see. With conviction, think about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit coming upon you. We need the Holy Spirit in our life. We need you, Lord. We need the Holy Spirit here in our life. We need you, Lord. So, Felicity.
You are here and you said you never leave. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord.
You can join her if you want to join her.
You are here.
Think about the words of the song.
You said you never leave. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. Hey, we need you, Lord. Ah, we need you, Lord. Holy, you, Lord.
We need you, Lord Jesus.
Hey, we need you, Lord. Oh, we need you, Lord. You are here, and you said you never leave. We need you, Lord. Ah, we need you, Lord. You are true, and your promises are yours. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord.
This will.
We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. We trust you, Lord. We trust you, Lord. We trust you, Lord.
Amen. So, do you know something? Today, I want you to meditate on today's word, that the Holy Spirit in you that has given you new life, that is not all. Now you need the functioning of the Holy Spirit upon you to give you power. To give you what? Power. There's no demon that is going to play around power. There's no demon that is going to play around power. The functioning properties of the Holy Spirit can only be activated if you fast and pray. When you stir up your spirit man, that is when you generate power. When you begin to speak in tongues, labrantaka badabadaba, you are generating power. When you begin to speak in unknown tongues, the Bible says that those who speak in tongues edify themselves. You are generating power. You are making yourself a naked wire. That's the whole, hey, don't, nobody can touch you. Things are going wrongly in your life because you and unbelievers are the same. All of you are insulators. All of you are the same. Things are going wrong in your life because, like, see, an eagle and a bird, a chick, both of them will be eating corn till the eagle realizes that I am an eagle. Both of you eat corn. The son, the Bible says that the slave, or should I say the prince, will not know that he's a prince until like he doesn't realize he's a hare. Let me look for that scripture for you. If you don't realize you are the hare of a king, you eat with slaves. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If you don't realize that you are the son of a king, you eat with slaves. You know, no, this is not where I'm supposed to be. The same things that are happening to unbelievers will happen to you. You have to activate the power of the Holy Spirit upon your head. You have to activate it. So I wanted to speak in tongues for 5 minutes, please, with all seriousness. I know 5 minutes is not going to be enough, but after you end the meeting, continue speaking in tongues. Today, I've taught you the functioning properties of the Holy Spirit. Continue speaking in tongues. Continue speaking in tongues. Whilst you're in your room, continue speaking in tongues. Whilst you're at work, speak in tongues. What? You are generating power. Open your mouth and begin to pray right now. Begin to pray. Begin to speak in unknown tongues. Begin to pray.
I get a dose at a pie.
As you are beginning to pray, the Holy Spirit is going to fall upon your head right now. In the name of you are going to stand in the power of the Holy Spirit.
Revival, 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 revival
In Jesus,
you know something. Revival can start in war room when all of us are generating power at the same time. When a common floor member will speak to the devil and the devil run away, it is because we have not generated enough power. So begin to generate power. Begin to tell yourself that God, I don't want to be in the same level. From today, I don't want to be the same level as unbelievers. From today, my word shall be law. From today, when I decree a thing, it shall be established. From today, whatever I say will come to pass. From today, I don't need to rely on men of God. Oh, you yourself have the Holy Spirit in you. The reason why things are not working for you is because you have not activated the power of the Holy Spirit upon your head. When we come as a group and we all start activating the presence of God, the power of the Holy Spirit upon our head, that is where the beginning of revival. See, carnality will not even have time to be present, because when there's light, darkness flees. Darkness will run, because carnality, there's no room for darkness to be there, because you are building power. The Holy Spirit is empowered in you. You are, see, do you know something? The Holy Spirit can be upon you, and that when you touch somebody, the person will be empowered too. That is fire. That is why you just need to light only one charcoal, and the whole copot will start burning. Today, I have lit you up. Today, I have set fire upon your head. Today, I have put on the fire in your heart. Keep it burning. Keep it burning. Generate more power. Begin to speak in tongues wherever you are. When you go to your house, when you go to work, begin to speak in tongues. Some of you, you cannot stop speaking in tongues the whole day, because the Holy Spirit is at work in you. You will speak in tongues because you have started generating, you've started the process, and it's supposed to continue. Some of you, when you are baptized by the Holy Ghost fire, you won't even know what is happening to you. Some of you, those who have not spoken in tongues in your life, the Holy Spirit fire, the fire that will come upon you, and you begin to start building up yourself, stirring up your spirit, man. If you can do this on your birthday, try and fast. On the day you were born, if you were born on a Monday, try and fast on Mondays. Tuesdays, fast. It helps your building up process. So that one day when you go into your family house, they can sense a difference. Do you know, Idaosa entered a whole community and the demons there just knew that somebody has come. It is what? Your countenance. The power you exude as you are there, power is leaving you. You know something? When Jesus Christ was amongst the group of people, and the woman with the issue of blood touched him, you know what Jesus Christ was like? Who touched me? Hey, do you know the number of people who were around him and touching him? There were so many people who were touching Jesus Christ, but just only one person touched Jesus Christ and said, and it was like, who touched me? Are you willing to touch God? Are you willing to touch God? Are you willing to touch God today for God to say, who touched me? There are people who come for dawn meetings and they won't be able to touch God. But your case is different. Amen? Your case is different. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for a nice meeting. We thank you for the workings of the Holy Spirit. I'm but a vessel. Thank you for using me today. I go down so that you go up. Father, empower your people. Start a revival. Continue your work in them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in. We trust you are blessed. This is War Room, a youth fellowship dedicated to raising an awareness of the Holy Ghost outpouring in our dispensation. We are igniting young hearts with the fire of the Lord through consistent word study and prayer. Stay connected with us across all social media platforms. Until we meet again, Shalom.